The Caribbean islands are divided into two worlds, a rich one and a poor one. This tropical region's economy is based mainly on farming. Farmers are of two types. One is the plantation owner, who may have hundreds of thousands of acres. In contrast, the small cultivator is working only a few acres of land. Most visitors to the Caribbean are rich, like the plantation owner. They do not realize, or do not want to realize, that many farm families barely manage to get by on what they grow. The Caribbean produces many things. Sugar is the main product. Other export crops are tobacco, coffee, bananas, spices, and citrus fruits, such as orange, lemon, or grapefruit. From the West Indies also come oil, mineral pitch, and many forest products. Jamaica's aluminum ore supplies are the world's largest. Oil comes from Trinidad, Aruba, and Curaçao. But for many of the smaller islands, sugar is the only export. Rum, a strong alcoholic drink, which is distilled from sugarcane, is also an export. The world's best rum comes from this area. Local kinds vary, from the light rums of Puerto Rico to the heavier, darker rums of Barbados and Jamaica. American tourists enjoy stocking up on inexpensive, high-quality Caribbean rum while they are on vacation. In Curaçao, the well-known liquor of that name is made from the thick outer skin of a native orange. Ever since America's colonial days, the Caribbean islands have been favorite places to visit. Since World War II, tourism has increased rapidly. Because great numbers of people go there, the islanders have built elaborate resorts, developed harbors and airfields, improved beaches, and have expanded sea and air routes. Everything is at the resort: hotel, beach, shopping, and recreation. The vacationer never has any reason to explore the island. As in most places, those who have money live well indeed. Those who don't have money live at various levels of poverty. But here, the poor greatly outnumber the wealthy. A visitor will find rich people living in apartments or Spanish houses at the seaside or in the countryside. Their servants might include a cook, a maid, and a nurse for the children. Most of the people live well below the poverty level. In towns, they live crowded together in tiny houses. Islanders make the best they can of what they have. Their homes are quite shabby. Sadly, most tourists never see this side of the Caribbean.